Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on Sports Talk as we gear up for LSU baseball tomorrow. College World Series action did start today. We had Coastal Carolina taking down Arizona in the first meeting of today's game, 7-4. The scheduled next start is 6 o'clock between Oregon State and Louisville. Today's action. Tomorrow, like I mentioned, it'll be LSU baseball. We are your home for the Tigers in the College World Series. Their first opponent is against Arkansas. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch, pregame at 5:30. LSU wins. They'll be playing Monday at 6 p.m. The Tigers lose, a Monday 1 o'clock matchup. WWL will bring you every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance in the College World Series. It's brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helm Paint and Decorating, St. Martin and Burke, and Rejuvenate on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers! Also this evening, we're going to be keeping an eye on Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Indiana Pacers hosting the OKC Thunder. Thunder down 2-1 in the series, but they are favored in this game on the road. We had mentioned that last hour, 5.5 points for OKC in Indiana this evening. That's a 7:30 tip-off on ABC. We'll be watching that as well. Also going on some golf action, looking at the Oakmont Country Club leaderboard right now. Good old LSU boy atop things right now. Sam Burns at 3-under, tied with Spawn and Dietrich on the leaderboard over there. And I was like, I recognized the name, and then, you know, realized we got an LSU boy vying for the top spot here. And right now, Sam Burns, at, like I said, 3-under, tied for that top spot atop the leaderboard at Oakmont Country Club.
Yeah, Oakmont's impossible. Like, you're like a lot, some of these events, the U.S. Open is usually a pretty low score, high score. I don't know. What do you want to say? Like, not very far under par. U.S. Open's always one of the more difficult ones, but Oakmont is a beast. Oakmont is difficult enough that, like, Phil Mickelson would throw a temper tantrum and, like, hit his punt off, hit a putt off a green. Like, you're not going to see scores. I would be surprised if this tournament gets to 10 under.
Yeah, looking at things here, at least it looks like a gorgeous day out there right now. You know, we've seen too many times between baseball and golf where weather ends up playing an issue with these guys.
Yeah, no question. We do have a little bit of news. You want to hear it?
What you got?
All right. The Saints have officially signed Cam Akers, running back.
Okay.
He was a tryout player this week at Saints minicamp. He's wearing number 38. That move is official. It's on the transaction wire. So the Saints have another running back in the room.
Yeah, that's something I know we're all interested to see how things shake out behind Alvin Kamara. We know he's the stud of the group, but who's going to be that number two workhorse behind him? We're hoping that Kendra Miller ends up being that guy and that he can stay in shape, keep away from that injury bug. But Saints also drafted a guy in Devin Neal. Curious to see more of him too when the pads come on and Now they're adding another one into the mix here as well, along with former LSU Tiger and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, if you're looking for a guy that doesn't have a checkered injury history, don't look at Cam Akers' background.
Right.
That's been his whole thing. Like, he's very productive when he's healthy, but he's almost never healthy. His best year was in 2022. He had played in 15 games, 168 carries, 786 yards, 4.2 yards per carry. Also, 7 touchdowns. He also caught 13 passes for 117 yards. So he's not really a pass-catching running back. He hasn't had a season with more than 14 catches, and that was his past year that he had all those catches. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be depth, right? Like, there's going to be a lot of competition. And past Alvin Kamara, I genuinely don't know how it stacks up right now. I mean, you could say it's Kendre Miller. You could say it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We've seen all of these guys take first-team reps for what – take that for what it is. You know, there aren't real running back reps in 7-on-7s. You know, you're running routes, you're catching balls, but you're not taking handoffs. So, yeah, it's going to be. I mean, it's a packed room.
How old is Akers right now? Do you know offhand?
He is. He was born in 1999, so 25.
Okay.
26.
Yeah. So we'll see if he's still got some tread left there.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is 26.
Yeah,
this guy's 26.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you're talking about guys who definitely still have juice. Like, their career is not over, but, you know, they're not the guys you drafted. You know, they're not the guys you have under contract for multiple seasons. So you probably prefer if a Kendre Miller and a Devin Neal step up and take that job. But I think it's more of an insurance policy than anything else. And, you know, you have veteran spots on the practice squad that, you know, and the Saints have taken advantage of those the last few years significantly. Like, it seems like every week they're elevating one person or another. So having a running back that you might cut and be able to stash on the practice squad and have if someone gets hurt is not a bad thing to have.
No, and so, you know, talking about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's someone that I felt, you know, came into the NFL and had a significant early run and then just kind of dipped and never really saw the success he had from year one in the league with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, he was a first-round pick.
Right.
You don't see a lot of running backs, first-round pick running backs, right? Like, you see maybe two or three a year in the first round, and then you're talking about, you know, like Kyren Williams, who replaced Cam Akers, who himself was a second-round pick out in L.A. Kyren Williams was a fifth-round draft pick. Like, you find running backs in the later rounds. It's one of the few positions where you'll frequently see fifth, sixth, seventh, even seventh-round picks make an impact in the NFL, whereas, like, you don't see that at, you know, other positions. You don't see a lot of sixth, seventh-round wide receivers who are, you know, a Kyren Williams-level contributor, right? Like, I think Ahmad Bradshaw for the Giants way back when was a seventh-round pick. Chris Carson for the Seahawks was a seventh-round pick. You know, Aaron Jones for the Packers and now the Vikings was a fifth-round pick. So, I mean, it's you can find depth running backs. It's one of the reasons teams don't want to pay him.
No, that, speaking of depth running backs, the Devin Neal pick, that was a sixth-rounder for the Saints. A lot of people excited about him, feeling that he was one of those quote-unquote steals of this year's draft.
Right. Like most sixth-round picks, you wouldn't give a second look. You'd be like, they might not make the roster.
Yeah.
But yeah, when it's a running back, I'm like, okay, let's see what you got.
Right.
You know, even a Marcus Yarns, right? Like a UDFA out of Colorado. You know, you get excited watching his film because he's playing the teams that Colorado plays. But, you know, like, there's talent there. You know, he was a guy who probably could have been drafted. Ended up on the UDFA market. The Saints picked him up. But, yeah, like, the running back position is not one where you should feel safe just because you were a day two pick of the team you're on, right? Like, teams move past running backs all the time.
Right.
And especially a team with a new coaching staff. Like, if someone shows up and if Cam Akers shows up and he runs this offense better than Kendre Miller, you're going to keep Cam Akers. So, we'll see.
We were talking some about the mini camp and who stood out to us on our Inside Black and Gold podcast. With the combination, I would say, of the 2 days of mini camp practices and the 3 OTA sessions that we saw, is there anyone that's maybe piqued your interest even more going into training camp? Someone that, not one of the drafted guys, maybe one of the lesser names, the undrafted players that were brought into this team that kind of stood out that you noticed in your note-taking?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, stands out. What does that mean, really? You know,
I guess you were writing their name down a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
for the right reasons.
For UDFAs, it's it's tough, right? Like Chris Tyree has been involved, Mucci Dixon has been involved, but I don't think they're guys that, you know, are really going to push for a roster spot. You know, it's Terrell Burgess is a guy that I feel like had a lot of reps, you know, was on the field constantly, but he's not a UDFA. He was a player that was a tryout at rookie minicamp along with Donovan Peoples-Jones. Both guys got signed, but everyone talked about Donovan Peoples-Jones and no one talked about Terrell Burgess. But at this point, I would say Terrell Burgess probably has a better chance to actually make the roster. He's wearing number 24. Just a safety. He's got experience in the NFL, and you know they signed him because they liked what they saw, right? So you know he's a guy who could be a depth option. I don't know. Like this is not a year that I have a lot to say about UDFAs because you have 9 draft picks, right? Like,
yeah.
Like it's a lot harder to make the roster as a UDFA this year than most other years. I mean, last year was difficult too. You made 7 draft picks, but you know the combination of 7 draft picks last year and 9 draft picks this year, you want to keep those guys around, right? Like typically you're going to want to keep your draft picks, especially if they're rookies. So, and I wouldn't say that anyone really stood out. Like I could say James Burnup, he looked good, but you know, we saw him punt one time, not exactly easy to see where it landed based on where we were. So
right.
It's hard to say how effective he was. Deuce had a better view. So Deuce is the guy to ask because he was up top. He could look and see. We were blocked by the teams. I think the guys you want to talk about are the draft picks.
I would say one of the, I guess, experienced free agents you brought in that stood out for me was definitely tight end Jack Stoll. 6'4" dude, made some catches and felt like you were writing his name down just about every day while we were at practice.
Yeah, he showed the hands.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we know he can go out there on block. It would be nice if he could also be a threat. Not a huge threat, but a threat more than Adam Prentice, right? Like, last year, every time the ball was thrown in Adam Prentice's general direction, it was like, just go to the next down. He's not catching it.
Be a guy like a Josh Hill.
Yeah, sure. Like, then Josh Hill would catch a ball occasionally.
Right.
Like, I don't need you to be a pass-catching weapon, but I do need you to be able to catch the ball when I throw it to you. When you are wide open, can you just catch this ball and get a couple free yards? Right? So I think he's going to be on the roster and has nothing to do with his pass-catching because you need a guy that can go out there and block. You need an H-back. But it would also be nice if it wasn't just a black hole as a receiver. If they completely ignore you out of the backfield, I'd love to be able to just dump the ball off. And he does look capable of catching the ball, which is a pretty low bar for a tight end. But, you know, when you're talking about your blocking H-back, it's nice. Like, I never felt that way about Adam Prentice. Like, if you threw the ball to Adam Prentice, you were taking your life in your hands. One time last year, he cut off a pass that was intended for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, like Manny Ramirez from Johnny Damon, if you get that reference. Like, he just dove in front of it and was like, dude, let the fast guy catch it. He's going to go and run. And, like, Adam Prentice was like, mine! Anyway, so I don't know why I'm throwing so much shade on Adam Prentice, but one of the reasons I think you don't have a fullback is because you want that position to be a little bit more dynamic.
Someone that definitely knows about pass catchers, a guy you spoke to the other day, Keith Williams, wide receivers coach. What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back, we'll hear that audio. You can sound off, too, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. You got any questions? 504-260-1870 right here on WWL Sports Talk. Coming back right after this. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk, you can sound off with us on this Friday, the 13th edition. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. We've been talking a lot about Saints mandatory minicamp, what we got to witness those 2 days yesterday. Coach decided to call off practice and have a team-building exercise at 504 Golf. Also saw today some tweets that there was a employee appreciation day for Saints and Pelican staff at 504 Golf as well. I guess it's pretty nice when you have Alvin Kamara involved in that.
Yeah, they're getting their money's worth, I guess. Hunter Decker's made a three in the team meeting, and apparently that's what it took to get the day off. I think if he had missed, they still would have gotten the day off. They would have just had to find someone who could make a three. But it's more fun to say like, oh, Hunter won you a day off by
on
making
his first
a three shot.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson apparently picked him, and he has a high school basketball background. He's a sweet shooting lefty, and he drained it. There is a hoop in the team meeting room. It's like on the wall. So like they didn't go to a basketball court. It was literally if you want to,
and they didn't use the mini court, the mini hoop in the locker room.
No, it's just an actual basketball hoop. I assume at regulation height in the team meeting room. So I like the visual you should have is everyone sitting in kind of the stadium seating, and Hunter Decker is walking down to the front and taking a shot horizontally across this room.
No
and
pressure.
I don't know if it was a regulation three. It might have been like a high school three.
Whatever, right.
I don't know if they marked it off. But the goal was for him to make the shot. So I don't think they were particularly picky about it.
It would have been even harder to make a shot in the media room's hoop because I feel like that rim is just so warped.
Yeah, it's also like a mini basketball hoop, Steve. It's not the same. But I don't think I've ever successfully made a shot on that hoop. But hey, you know, that's why I'm here and not playing for the Pelicans right now.
Well, if you were playing for the Pelicans, you'd probably be injured, so you'd be happy you're not.
I would still be here.
You got to catch up, though, with someone that is getting well acquainted with all the new, all the Saints receivers, and this guy that's stuck around through all the madness and turnover that's happened in Keith Williams.
Yeah, Keith Williams, who I learned throughout the course of this interview that his son, Keon, I don't know, I might be saying his name wrong, Keon Williams, is an assistant wide receivers coach on the University of Missouri staff. And that's notable because Kellen Moore's brother, Kirby Moore, who I feel like I talk about a lot, is the offensive coordinator for Missouri. So Keith Williams' son is on Kellen Moore's brother's staff at Missouri. And, you know, and we could just listen to the interview, but I have a feeling that that connection played some kind of part in why Kellen felt like he had some good insight because, you know, they knew of each other. They were not, you know, connected prior to this.
We'll see how that turns out. Keith Williams, Saints wide receivers coach. Here he is.
Yeah, Keith, for Rashid, and obviously his season got cut off last year after 7 games. Have you seen him kind of develop into a more all-around wide receiver? Because obviously he came in and the deep speed, the deep throw was always there.
Right.
But it seemed like throughout the course of those 7 games, we were seeing him kind of develop, especially the Falcons game I go back to last year. You know, what have you seen from him in that regard?
I've seen just exactly the way you just explained it. He's becoming a total wideout. His route tree is vast and growing, and I think he's improved so much in his combative catches out here in these OTAs. He's had several plays where it's been a bang bang play, and he's made the catch, which is huge in terms of his personal growth. So I'm ecstatic about where he is in terms of his just total game and far as his development.
And when you have someone with that type of breakaway speed, is that like the last thing to come sometimes? Because you spend his whole life running away from guys, and now he's at a level where guys maybe can be step for step with him, and you have to adjust that a little bit.
What do you mean? Does he need to pace himself?
No, I mean like when you come up and you're just faster than everybody else,
right,
and then
right,
you get
right
to the NFL, and it's, you know, sometimes that guy can hang with you, and you have to go and make that contested catch.
Right.
Is that one of the last things that might come for a guy who is that?
Yeah,
elite,
because like you said, at the higher the level of competition, the more those instances, you know, happen, the more those instances occur, and so that's when you find out that you're good at it, or you need to develop that part of your game. And so he's developed that part of his game. It's been really evident out here in these OTAs. So I'm very pleased with him in that regard, in terms of his combative catches.
When it comes to coming back from injury, there's the physical side of it, and then there's always the mental side of it. That's the other hurdle. How have you seen, or what have you seen from Chris Olave in terms of his handling of that?
I haven't seen any signs of him thinking about that or dwelling on it. We don't talk about it. It's just kind of, you know, just going north.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any signs of him thinking about that or wearing on him in any way.
Yeah, he seems so just kind of happy to be back on the football field more than anything else. Have you seen sort of that joy from him that he has?
He's happy to be back. He loves football. He loves wide out play. He loves making plays. And, you know, he knows he's on the cusp of, you know, becoming a great player, and so he's ready to get to that.
Yeah, I feel like we hear a lot. It's like, okay, this guy moves different. Like, it's kind of just this cliche that, but for him, it does seem like he just moves different. Like, he just glides out there. And
my assistant wideout coach Kyle Valero says that CO is a ninja with like smoke bombs. Is that he run? You're like you're next to him, and then he throws like a smoke bomb, and it clears, and like he's 5 steps ahead of you, and like nothing in his body language changed. It's just the smoke bomb cleared, and now he's 5. You don't know what happened. And I think that when he told me that, I said, that's exactly what it is. Because you see him run. Because some guys you see that are fast, you can see in their movement pattern. Mm-hmm. You can see where the speed is coming from. Their arm stride, they got their stride. You can see, like, Machine runs, it looks like he's fast because his running form looks powerful. CO's is such a glider in terms of his movement pattern that normally doesn't equate to a very, very fast player, which he also is. And so he's definitely a ninja with some smoke bombs.
You're one of the few holdovers from last year's staff to this year's staff. Was that your goal to come back? When did you kind of figure out that this was an opportunity for you to stick around?
When Kellen called me. when Kellen called me and asked me would I be interested in sticking around, and I said yes, because ultimately I wanted to be here. I had a couple of other opportunities, you know, in the fire. But I wanted to be here. I wanted to be around him because I've known of him. I've known him a little bit, but I've more so known of him from him being at Boise when I was at Fresno State and San Jose State, me being a West Coast guy. My son coaches with his brother at Missouri. And so, you know, us as coaches, we follow each other's career, at least from afar anyway. So I knew he was a great coach. I knew what kind of offensive mind he was. I've heard great things about his character and the way he treats guys. And then I was already here, and I love my room. And so it was a blessing that he asked me to stay on.
Does he seem older than he is for Kellen? I mean, he's so young. He's my age.
Right.
But he's an NFL head coach. You know, I remember him playing at Boise State, and now he's here. Like,
right.
But you see him out there. He doesn't seem like you would look at a guy and be like, oh, that's obviously the youngest coach
right
in the NFL.
He doesn't seem younger. He's smart, but he's also a football guy.
Yeah.
You know, some guys are smart, but they're not really football guy. They're not really people. You know, a people's coach, and not really in tune with the team. So he's very smart, and he knows what he wants, and he has a plan. But he's a football guy. You know, his dad was, is and was a longtime great coach. Kellen, you know, he's a quarterback. He was a cerebral quarterback as a player. And so he loves football. He's infatuated with football. And he's a great guy. And so I think he has that rare combination of, you know, the traits that you need if you're going to be, you know, somewhat younger and, you know, and still be, you know, he just reminds you of some of these great coaches that we've seen that kind of were in that mold, how they were when they were his age. He's kind of like got that going on. And so it's been great working with him. And, you know, it's been really, really fun.
Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams there, and love the description of Chris Olave. I'm sure he should have like a little ninja now emoji next to his name.
Yeah, there are a few nicknames in the wide receiver room for the Saints. Keith told us that Dante Pettis's nickname is Dante Potter because he runs routes like a wizard.
Okay.
And you could have also gone with Harry Pettis. But Harry Pettis just sounds weird. It just sounds like something else.
Harry Pettis sounds like someone in a boy band. I don't know.
Yeah. Or it's, you know, just something hairy. And you don't want. Anyway, Dante Potter. Cedric Wilson's nickname is the Professor.
Okay.
I didn't get an explanation on that.
Rashid the Wiley veteran, I guess.
But yeah, and I feel like they can need to come up with a nickname that more rolls off the tongue. But no, it's such a good description because you watch Chris Olave out there, and I told you, like, his rookie year, you know, I would say, like, he's always open because, like, yeah. When you watch him catch a ball, it's not like, oh, okay, it's caught in traffic. He's standing alone so much of the time. It's remarkable, and it does kind of seem like that. Like, you're running stride for stride with him. All of a sudden, he's gone. Like, what? How? What? When did that happen? But no, he just kind of glides around. But the thing I got the most insight out of was his answer about Rashid Shaheed, because that's something that I feel like last year kind of got glossed over because his season ended so quickly. He got hurt in week 7. Because, you know, his best game of the season, in my opinion, was week 4 against the Falcons. And the only thing anyone wanted to talk about after that game, which for good reason, it was a huge part of that game, was the muff punt in the end zone. But his growth as an overall all-around wide receiver was clear, right? In that game alone, I think he had 8 catches, 88 yards, should have had a touchdown. He just missed. He kind of did the Superman dive on the sideline, like right in front of me. I got a really good look at it. I think I'm in the photo if you Google it. And, you know, I just felt like he was on a trajectory that he was going to have a big year, and it was going to be about more than just, oh, yeah, he can go over the top, which he obviously always can. But what he's improved on is contested catches. And the way Keith describes it is combative catches, which yeah. I think is an interesting term to use because it's a better term because it's not just, well, someone's there. It's you're fighting for the ball. Like you're in combat for the ball. Like you have a role in this too. It's not just that someone's contesting you. It is that you are fighting them. You are in combat with them. So, you know, and that's what I have seen over the first few days. He's had a couple catches already where he's just gotten a little better at shielding, using his body to kind of create space the way that a bigger-bodied receiver would. And why that's significant is when you have a guy like Rashid, who has come up his whole career being way, 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 way faster than everybody else. Now he's just only like a little bit faster than everybody else, which is still significant. But in the NFL, you are not running away from people all the time. Sometimes you need to be able to come back for a ball and use your body and create that space in a way. It's like he didn't have to do that at Weber State. He didn't have to do that in high school, right? So that's something he's learning at the NFL level. And if he can unlock that part of his game, like that's, I mean, he's always going to be a weapon on crossing routes, on jet sweeps, on fades, right? On posts, on skinny posts where he can just outrun. Like you go back and watch that touchdown he had against the Cowboys and appreciate that the defense the Cowboys were in was specifically designed to not let someone get over the top. He still got there. And you know, and give Derek Carr credit, it was a great throw, but like that's the type of game-breaking speed he has. And if you also have to play him underneath and give him his respect underneath, that just becomes easier. So like I think he's in line for a big year. I'm interested to see how he kind of connects with Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, because I think, I don't know, like the way the quarterbacks, it's going to be a close quarterback competition. The way those guys connect and utilize the wide receivers is going to be a big part of who you think is the best option. Because like, yeah, it can be all about traits. It can be all about, you know, their aptitude for this game, for the game and for the quarterback position. But the connection they have with the receivers in the room who are, you expect to be here for a while, is going to be, you know, the difference between an offense that works and an offense that kind of sputters and is boring.
Definitely says a lot to me, too, Keith Williams being retained here. And I'm sure he had some opportunities, you know, probably to go elsewhere, but deciding to stick with the black and gold and this regime now entering.
Yeah, and he wanted to be here. He said that, you know, and it makes sense that Kellen would want to keep him just because, you know, it's a the wide receiver room is basically the same. And Brandon Cooks is an interesting case study because, you know, there's a lot of connections, but Keith Williams recruited Brandon Cooks when Keith Williams was a wide receivers coach at Fresno State.
Fresno
State, Kirby Moore, Kellen Moore. I feel like I just talk about these things a lot. But
they're all just intertwined.
Yeah, and so Brandon Cooks remembers Keith Williams too. He said, I appreciate the interest. I'm going to Oregon State. Peace. And he obviously did pretty well there. He won the Biletnik off. He was a first round pick for the Saints. But yeah, Keith is like, oh, got him. He owed me one, so, you know. But no, so they know each other, right? So it just made sense that this wide receiver room, you know, as opposed to some of these other position groups that have a little bit more turnover, you would stick with that coach. But, you know, when you talk to Keith Williams, it becomes very clear why he's a very popular man in the wide receiver room, because he's just very, very likable. And it's interesting to me because I think sometimes when you hear the term player's coach or, you know, a guy that's well-liked, you feel like, well, he's liked because he's soft. Because
yeah, I was going to say, go right there. Exactly.
He's easy
right.
on him. But he's kind of like Rizzy in the way that, like, he'll light into people. I've seen him light into people. But, you know, if you do it for the right reasons and they understand why you're doing it, then it can be well-received. I have seen Darren Rizzy throw more tantrums on the sideline than any coach I've ever watched on the Saints. But he's one of the most liked coaches that have come through here in a long time. So it's like, players don't mind being coached. They want to be coached. They want to be coached hard. But you have to do it the right way. And I feel like he just has that vibe about him that's like, you know, he's very welcoming and, you know, he's easy to talk to and he's relatable. He's worked with a ton of receivers. So, you know, I think he was a good get for Kellen Moore.
Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll get into our Bet365 triple option feature. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Time to get into our Bet365 triple option feature. Guys, I'm going to lead things off today talking about our guy, former LSU Tiger Paul Skeens, was on the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Unfortunately, as we know all too well, he rarely gets run support. Today was another case in point of that. The Pirates did win the game 2-1, final in 10 innings against the Chicago Cubs. Skeens did not get the win, though he ended up pitching five innings, gave up four hits, walked two, struck out five. His ERA now down to 1.78 on the season. He's got 97 strikeouts, 96 innings pitched. And unfortunately, though, a 4-6 record. And I know a lot of folks keep complaining about being stuck on this Pittsburgh Pirates team that he's just wasting away. But, I mean, he's not going to go anywhere soon on this rookie deal, unfortunately. Hopefully this Pittsburgh team can build around him, but they're just wallowing in misery there in the NL. It just hasn't been pretty for him, and I just don't see an escape from Paul Skeens from Pittsburgh anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the problem with Pittsburgh is they don't mind being bad.
Right.
Right? Like that's
they're not investing.
That's the difference between, and that's why baseball can be a tough watch, because there's certain teams that invest a ton and invest an insane amount. You look at the Dodgers and their, you know, deferred deals and whatever, but they're still paying a crazy amount. The Mets, the Yankees, even the Red Sox, you know, although it's changed recently, they don't pay through the nose like they used to. But like teams like the Pirates are just like, oh, okay, did we turn a profit? Hey, yeah, whatever.
We're good, right?
Right? Like, oh, we got enough attendance that we don't have to, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, great, fantastic. Good luck, Paul.
What you got today on Triple Option, Jeff?
Oh, I'm going to stick with baseball. You know, Coastal Carolina, they have won 24 consecutive games. They beat Arizona 7-4. They scored three runs in the eighth inning to break it open.
24 straight now.
24 straight games. And, you know, I've mentioned before, like, you know, Gary Gilmore, who was the head coach forever, retired this past year. Kevin Schnall took over, who was on the staff. Gary Gilmore was out there in the stands. You know, he retired due to health issues, so you know, good to see him out there. But my favorite part about Coastal Carolina, they have a reliever who went four innings today. His name is Cameron Fluky.
Fluky.
But it's ironic because he's been anything but fluky. He's 8-1. So he's not fluky. He's consistent. Anyway, that's it.
He's got to change his last name.
Yeah, sorry, I should have come up with something better, but that's where we are.
Good story, though, with Coastal, like you mentioned. I believe, too, from, you know, tugging at the heartstrings, the head coach there, of his son was dealing with, I think he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
A young kid the last time that they won the College World Series. Well, this time he's older, feeling a lot healthier, and able to join his dad now in Omaha for the College World Series.
And the last time they won the College World Series, they went through Baton Rouge to do it.
Yes, exactly.
And Jay Johnson, who was at Arizona at that point. So, I've said this last week, but if LSU and Coastal Carolina meet up in the finals, then there will be like a double rematch for both Jay Johnson and LSU separately.
Coleman, how are you going to finish out this trio today?
So recently, the BET Awards just nominated. I mean, they gave the award for Best Female Sportswoman to Angel Reese.
Ooh, and there was a ton of controversy.
Yeah, Clarissa Shields tweeted out, "I still don't know why I didn't win Sportswoman of the Year at the BET Awards, but congrats to Angel Reese and all the other nominees. I just thought accolades matter."
Ooh.
And she has a point, because Clarissa Shields herself is 16-0 in boxing. Even the other nominees, Simone Biles, she just won four gold medals in Paris last year, giving the 113 altogether. And they have Coco Gauff, who's just like 31-8. And I looked up Angel Reese. She's not the most dominant nominee.
Right.
And then when you go to the WNBA, she's not even the most dominant player. She's like on top on rebounds or whatnot, but she's not the top scorer. As a matter of fact,
rebounded her own shots.
Right. Aja Wilson, who plays for the Sports, is like the lead scorer right now. And she's not even the most dominant person on her team. Angel Reese is like, she's number one in rebounds, but she's fourth in scoring and maybe like one second in assists or something like that. That's this year and last year. So Yeah,
but I bet she has the most Instagram followers.
She probably does. She doesn't even have the. She has the 35th podcast for basketball, so she's not even dominated in podcasting. Her own team, the WNBA.
Man, Coleman's a hater.
We just was mentioning Coco Gauff too. We just saw her win the French Open.
Yeah. She's
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So how did injuries win? She's not the most dominant female.
No, I definitely
because they
saw
read
that,
her name. That's why
that
she
definitely
won.
Lit up social media when the BET Awards came out, and I was like, wow, so much hate towards Angel.
I'll tell you why she won. Because if you pick Angel Reese, we're talking about it.
Right.
If you pick literally anyone else, I didn't know these awards existed. So I think that's why. Because she's a draw.
You definitely like you gets the people moving, gets them on the dance floor.
It gets the people going.
So I guess Clarissa's right. Accolades don't matter.
That wraps up today's Triple Option feature, folks. We'll be right back after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL, gearing up for an LSU baseball match tomorrow at the College World Series, taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. We'll have that first pitch for you at 6 p.m. right here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. We were talking about the Chanticleers. Coastal Carolina has taken down Arizona to start today's game, 7-4. Coming up in just a few moments, Oregon State taking on Louisville. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch over on ESPN. You can watch that matchup if you're jonesing for some college baseball action tonight in the NBA. We got game 4 of the NBA Finals. That is a 7:30 tip in Arizona. I'm curious to see how... I'm sorry, Arizona and Indiana.
Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. All things going on in my head.
Are
I'm
they
trying
playing
to get
them. At, like the Diamondbacks field.
just curious. I know you're expecting OKC to come out big tonight to even up this series. What's it been about Indiana though that they're just able to stick around and be this annoying pain in your side?
They're pesky. They don't quit.
They really are pesky.
They make
pesky
big shots.
Pacers.
They make big shots. They did the same thing to the Celtics last year. They just didn't steal game one the way they did. The Celtics stole game one. But like they should have made that a series too. I mean, they're a well-coached team. Rick Carlisle is really good. And, you know, they just make big shots at the end of the game. Like they just keep coming. Now, the Thunder are going to figure that out. Like the Thunder have been coasting to wins all year. That's the difference.
Top of the hour news coming up. When we get back, we'll be talking some LSU baseball. Cokie Riley covering LSU will join us right after the break here on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.